This is Kevin Burke from the Department of Kinesiology, Leisure, and Sports Sciences at East Tennessee State University. Thanks for joining Burke on Mayberry in this episode entitled Sheriff Barney. This aired on Christmas Day, December 25th, 1961, written by Leo Solomon and Ben Gerstmann, directed by Bob Sweeney. What happens here is the show opens up and it has some men from Greendale, most notably Mayor Purdy and Councilman Dobbs, who are talking about their current sheriff retiring and they need to replace him. And the Mayberry Gazette had just run a picture of Andy Barney honoring them for keeping Mayberry's crime rate the lowest in the state. And the caption read, "Mayberry's Sheriff Best in State." And so they look at this and say, we need to get somebody like this over here in Greendale. And they knew they couldn't get Andy, so they decided they were going to go after Barney. And so here's a chance for Barney to become sheriff. Well, the next scene goes in, and basically it's one of these recurring themes. It actually happens twice in this show where Barney locks himself in cell number two. Now, those of you got to know, Barney would want you to know which one's cell number one, cell number two. Cell number two, if you're facing the cells, is the cell on the left. Cell number one is the one on the right. And once Barney locks himself in there, Andy mentions that this is the third time this week that he's actually done that. So the next scene, you see the men from Greendale come to speak to Andy about Barn and him taking a sheriff job. And, you know, in some cases you might think that Andy would be excited, but you see Andy's reluctant of losing Barney. And there's a couple of reasons. He doesn't want to lose Barney, and he doesn't think Barney's ready for this. So in a scene after that, Barney comes back, and Andy's telling Barney about the job, and Barney's really excited. He thinks this is the chance for the office seeking the man. And but, you know, Barney gets a little bit upset when Andy tells him he doesn't think he's ready. But anyway, Barney, in his usual stubborn self, isn't going to listen. And then Barney goes down to brag to Floyd and the boys out in front of the barber shop about being the mayor of Greendale, which he also calls Dodge City. And the men are like, well, that's a quiet town. Well, again, another touching scene where Opie comes in and talks to Andy, who's in the courthouse. And Opie helps give Andy the idea to let Barney be sheriff for a day. And Andy's like, this is a great idea. I'll just let Barney see what it's like to be sheriff. And so Barney and Andy switch badges. And then Andy basically asks him, what's going to be your first duty as the sheriff? Barney makes a crack about Andy and his Cracker Barrel ways and says that he's going to actually find out where the Rafe Hollister still is. And here's where you have a very memorable scene with Barney utilizing, as Andy calls it, the Barney 5 subconscious prober primer to try to find out from Otis exactly where Rafe Hollister still is.
Where is the Rafe Hollister still? Otis Campbell, this is your subconscious. Come in, please.
What do you want?
Where's the still?
Where is the still?
You go out Route 22, past Waynesboro, Midville, Thorndike, Upson.
A little slower, please.
Go Virginia, Pennsylvania, Ohio.
He's making for Canada.
Well, after this attempt to find it out, Andy and Otis are laughing at Barney. Barney gets mad, runs Otis out of the cell, makes Andy go out and chalk tires, another scene is Barney's still the sheriff. Two men come in. They're arguing about a fence built on a property line, and Barney's trying to calm them down. They won't calm down, so he throws them in jail. And then Andy comes in a little bit later, and the men start yelling, saying they're going to sue, and Barney's trying to explain what happens. And here you see a great difference between Andy and Barney. Barney's looking in the law books, trying to find some kind of case that's happened beforehand to deal with this. And Andy just uses his common sense and says, why don't you build a chicken wire fence on the property? And then after he solves that, Andy comes up to Barney and says, now see, there's a perfect example. What you see is some really good acting by Don Knotts here. You see the hurt in Barney's face when he realizes that it was a simple solution and he didn't even think of it. So without saying a word, Barney takes his sheriff badge off, gives it back to Andy, and takes his deputy badge back and walks out across the street. And you get a little humor here when Andy sees Barney kick the can across the street. So Andy goes back into courthouse, and he's a little bit concerned. What's he going to do with Barney? He knows Barney's just lost his confidence, and then lo and behold, Rafe Hollister walks in. Now, you may recognize this guy playing Rafe Hollister. This is Jack Prince. Now, this is the first time he appeared as Rafe Hollister. He'd appeared in a few previous episodes. One, which you probably remember the most, is a bootlegger named Luke Rayner in The Inspector. But from here on out, you'll see him pretty much as Rafe Hollister. But anyway, Andy locks Rafe Hollister in a cell. Then he has a great idea. Why don't you go give yourself up to Barney? Now, you've never met him before. Why don't you go out and when you see a man in a suit, just give yourself up. So you have a cute scene where Rafe is trying to give himself up to Barney, and Barney's so upset he still just doesn't want to talk to anybody. And finally, he sends Rafe Hollister away, who jaywalks, and Barney yells at him to come back here and starts to write him a ticket and ask for his ID, and then Barney realizes he's got caught Rafe Hollister. So one of Andy's plans works again. Barney takes Rafe Hollister into jail, and you know, Andy starts congratulating Barney, saying you made a great arrest there, didn't even have to use your gun, said you're one of the best deputies in the state. And so you see Barney start to do his face and his chest start to poke out. He's proud again. And then Barney gets on the phone to call Greendale, and I think Andy really believes he might take the job, but Barney says, you know, Mayberry needs me, and so he turns down Greendale, says there's too many moonshiners here in Mayberry, and he'd hate to leave Andy on his own like that. So again, you see the more caring that I mentioned almost in every podcast we talk about the Andy Griffith Show, but Andy could have just locked up Rafe Hollister and let that be that, but he saw an opportunity to help Barney. And again, one of the other things I want to note about this is, you know, here's a sheriff who trusts his town people so much that, you know, he'll let some release themselves and go find somebody, one of the deputy, to arrest him. I mean, think about that. And then, you know, the criminal, in this case Rafe Hollister, was okay enough and respects Andy enough. Of course, Andy had to bribe him a little bit with sweet potato pie from Aunt Bee, but still he was willing to do that to help Andy out. So again, the constant theme of caring for each other. Finally, a scene that I hope most television programs won't cut out, but you see at the end where Andy accidentally locks himself in cell number 2, and then Barney's making fun of him as he's messing around in cell number 1, and as you guessed it, Barney locks himself in cell number 1. Then the camera pans out and you see the keys on a little post that neither one of them can reach, and so the episode ends with both of them locked in the jail cell. And again, this locking themselves in the jail cell scene is something that occurs in episodes just like Barney's gun going off that happens from time to time, and again, no matter how many times you see it, it's still funny. So again, another episode with basically what I want you to focus on when you watch this is a good contrast between Andy and Barney that's held throughout the show. The common sense of Andy and the try to stick by the rules Barney, and you know, Andy working with the people and Barney working with the book, and it's something that Barney realizes in many of the episodes, but you know, it's just his manner, and it's what brings the comedy to the show, is how they both are so different from each other, yet they're good friends and able to work together as such. Now, the trivia contest. Boy, I had a lot of things to choose from in this episode, but I'm going to ask you this. And you can get this answer when you're watching the end of the Barney Fife Subconscious Prober Primer. What is Barney's home address? Again, what is Barney's home address? If you'd like to take a guess at it, don't hesitate to email me at burkek@etsu.edu, or you can go to www.burkonmayberry.com, and there, beside the Sheriff Barney number 47 podcast episode, you'll see in parentheses the answer to what is Barney's address. Again, if you have any questions or comments, don't hesitate to contact me at that email address, burkek@etsu.edu. I really appreciate you listening. Again, as always, I do appreciate the emails. And as they would say in Mayberry, my best to you and yours, and thanks for listening to Burke on Mayberry.